Hello and welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast. My name is Toby. I'm one of the hosts and the editor of the show. I just wanted to put out a little pre-warning on these first couple of episodes. We didn't have the right equipment yet, and I was learning the ins and outs to recording. I can't say that we're professionals in any way, shape, or form, but I believe the quality of our show is getting better. So please stick with us through these first three or four episodes when we only had one microphone, and we were a little recording shy. I hope you stick around and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to the Secret Transmission Podcast, discussing conspiracies, paranormal, and the strange.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast. I am your host, Toby. I have some people sitting around me. Introduce yourself.
I'm Kristen.
I'm Tina.
I'm Evan.
Aw, Evan's being shy. Today, Evan, I'm gonna talk directly to you since you're being shy.
Don't do it.
Come on, man. Okay, so today, Evan, me and you... And no one else are going to be talking about the Bermuda Triangle. I was thinking about this. Can you remember what your first, introduction to the Bermuda Triangle was? Like, how do you know about it? Like, if someone tells you Bermuda Triangle, you know what they're talking about, right? How do you know about it? Like, how I know about it? I used to watch Rocco's Modern Life, and they had an episode on the Bermuda Triangle.
I think I remember that.
Where, they're on the cruise ship and Rocco turns into a baby. No, he turns old and the fatheads turn young.
Yeah. Everything went crazy.
Yeah, everything went crazy. But, that's the very first thing I can remember for the Bermuda Triangle.
I think mine was, the Discovery Channel. I watch a lot of documentaries.
Just some
documentary? Yeah, so there's just some weird, 1980s documentary on it.
What do you have?
I know at one point in time they said that Amelia Earhart, actually, she got lost over in the Bermuda Triangle, too.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
The chick that used to fly planes?
Yeah,
woman that used to fly planes.
She got lost. You know that girl.
I don't care about your women's history. It wasn't a man.
Women fly?
You know, when women made history, that was when that was.
Didn't happen.
The first time that sat down in the kitchen. It was like, fly an airplane.
So do you know, where is the Bermuda Triangle?
The Bermuda Triangle, its three points are in Miami, Florida. It's in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and the mid-Atlantic island of Bermuda, which makes the triangle. Those three points are what make the triangle. So it's a big, vast area. So good luck getting in and out.
It's the Bermuda Triangle is not, on any map. They don't acknowledge it as being a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they don't even recognize the name. But I'm going to get that map one day that does. And hang it on my wall.
Now, hear this. In 2013, the Worldwide Fund of Nature did a 10 top most dangerous waters for ships. And it was not included, even though over 100 people have died or vanished in the past century. It's a very dangerous spot, but not dangerous for it to be recognized.
Yeah, they claim that it's just as dangerous as any other body of water.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
They just act like it's, there's nothing there.
Yeah, just as many people disappear anywhere else, except it's the most widely known.
And believe it or not, still one of the most heavily traveled areas for cargo, for ships, and planes for flying.
Would you travel on it?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? I can barely even get on a plane. If they told me I was going to be a triangle, tranquilize me now.
Never mind.
Evan.
put me in the cargo ship like an animal.
Evan, if we went on a cruise together and I told you that it was going through the Bermuda Triangle, would you go with me?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
Do you believe in the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
Would be the question.
No, not until I see something.
What do you think it is?
I'm not really sure. I think it has something to do with some sort of magnetic fields.
Magnetic fields?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Everything is a theory. Like, but from aliens to sea monsters to Atlantis actually being at the bottom of the Bermuda Triangle, people believe that it's like a time warp right there. Did I say that? Methane gas. A lot of people believe that it's methane gas.
Methane hydrates. That's what I have.
There's a lot of stories. I've found a bunch of stories. Like, there's a short story.
You go through yours, and then I'll go through mine, and I'll tell you exactly what I found that they say it is.
One of the short stories is Columbus actually sailed through these, through the Bermuda Triangle.
Don't have it.
And he floated on still water in 1492. His compass gave him unusual readings, and he saw an odd fireball in the sky hit the water. And that's it. That's the only song that he found America, I guess.
Hey, here's America.
Yeah, he was sailing, and he just was like, man, dude, we were like stuck in the water, and the compasses went crazy.
And then a psychedelic trip, and then discovered America.
And then I found America.
Watch out.
Okay, Thanksgiving.
Mine are, there was compass problems, the Gulf Stream, which is major surface current and thermal deep current, it acts as a river within an ocean, causing more of a drastic current that allows any object to flow with the current just as it would float as a river.
So it's like a river inside
of it that causes some major
the
turmoil. Human error, which is not knowing your ways of the deep water. Violent weather, which is tropical storms and tropical waters, cold and warm, thermal draft runs through this area, so it causes a lot of the damage. Large fields of the methane hydrates, like you said, form a natural gas that produces bubbles that can cause and will sink a ship, which is the methane eruptions, is what they called, which is called mud volcanoes, and they produce bad water that affects the buoyancy for ships.
Yeah, when it bubbles up, it'll change the density around the ship or whatever's floating in the water, and because the density will change, it'll just sink it and pull it under.
But there's a thing there, because they believe that there's no record of gas being released for the past 15,000 years, so that leaves a lot of, like, open stuff for that.
How would that sink planes?
And the Christopher Columbus...
Exactly.
The Christopher Columbus thing that I have... he first documented strange behavior of the triangle, which reported him and his crew saw strange dancing lights on the horizon, which later log readers discovered it was just native people jobs. So it wasn't very cool. Like, when Christopher Columbus thought it was just tribes in the horizon.
Well, I read the story on Flight 19, is what they call it. Flight 19 was the code name for five Avenger bomber planes that left a naval base in Florida on December 5th, 1945. Okay? All five planes were three-seater planes carrying a total of 14 people. Only the commander really had any experience. Like, he was the only one that... He was training all these people. It was a training exercise. The weather was nice. It was clear, sunny. The commander sent a message to the control tower saying he was having compass issues. And the control tower tried to give some direction, but they appeared to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes later, the commander called control tower again and told them, "Cannot see land. We seem to be off course." So this is 1945. They didn't have GPSs. 3 hours later, they still hadn't made it back and no longer could communicate very well with the control tower. By this time, they were probably low on fuel, it was getting dark, and the weather started getting rough. They sent two other planes to search for the original five planes, they lost one of the two search planes. They never saw the five planes of Flight 19 or the second search plane. So they lost six planes total. They thought they found one plane, but was never confirmed if it was it. Like, they found parts that kind of matched. I think they found it, like, in the 90s or 2000 or something. And they couldn't confirm if it was the actual, one of the actual missing planes. So, same, this story has the same compass problems as Columbus claimed to have in the Bermuda Triangle area. I mean, there has to be something in this area, like a magnetic pool, something that throws off the compass.
There is several eccentric scientists in Canada who believe that the cause to the magnetic pulls is something called zero-point energy, which is a type of energy that is powerful enough to actually power the world's energy for 100 years. And they believe that it's found naturally in the Bermuda Triangle. And they believe that it's also the electromagnetic pull from it is so powerful that it can actually bend aircrafts and rip holes in ships, which would explain planes
going down,
crashing. And they believe that that's caused by the Earth's core. There's movement in the Earth's core that is causing what they believe the zero-point energy.
Like just in that spot,
it's right
though?
There at the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, it's only in that particular area that they've found the electromagnetic energy from the Earth's core moving under there.
Weird. You'd think you would find that, like, I don't know, at the poles of the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Since, I don't know much about science, but you would think that...
It sounded good.
It sounded like I was going somewhere with that,
yes.
But I didn't have enough shit to back me up on that.
Yes.
But, I don't know. So it's just like an energy source that's created by the Earth?
By the Earth's core. And they said that the conditions are so favorable because of the warm waters and the wind there.
The tropics of it?
Yeah, the tropical environment of it, that the Earth's core underneath there, the movement of it, is causing a different electromagnetic field around the Earth in that particular spot. They said that the Earth's core moves all over, and it's constantly changing, but it's most active in that one spot.
But see, why wouldn't our governments there, and if they've lost so many things, they've done so many things have happened in that area, and they just write it off as if it's no big deal, and they just don't even have to accept it onto a map, or whatever they want to call it. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, it is that big of a deal, but it's not, you know, at least think about why it's causing it, or do more in detail research of it, because obviously if it causes, I mean,
but
it's losing lives and everything like that. I mean, of course it's not, you know, big deal, like president big deal considering to him, but even there's been naval ships that have got lost in this thing for days and for weeks, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, then they come back and they pop back up and they're like, oh hey, we found ourselves again. Whether it's, you know, I mean, if it's the current, the compass, or whatever it is, or these magnetic fields, at least make sure, you know, I mean, forewarn people, or make it to where it's like...
But it's like... It's
forbidden,
like,
zone.
Right, but it's like aliens. If the government admits there's aliens, if they admit that we can time travel, if they admit that there's a weird spot on the Earth that we can't do anything with, if the government admits that there's a weird spot on the Earth,
Well, of course, the government doesn't want to do extra work that they don't
have
to do.
No, what I'm saying is it would cause a...
That's why we have so many roads that are...
But it would cause a panic. Wouldn't it cause a panic? If we started saying, hey, there's weird spots in the world that we can't control and it doesn't make sense to our science.
Mass hysteria. Like, the government's not as in control.
But someone has to think that, I mean, the Earth is such a big place. Someone has to think that is actually... something that can happen. There's got to be spots in the Earth that, I mean, you know, like when people are sitting there sleeping at night and all of a sudden a big, dark, deep hole sucks their butt, you know, their ass in or whatever it is. I mean...
The sinkholes?
Yeah, the sinkholes. I mean, that's
what they're gonna do too, you know? You're
talking about sucking butt?
I don't know what kind of podcast you think we're on.
Well, I mean, you know, they're sleeping at night, and all of a sudden, the big hole sinks them in. The
government sucking your butt.
The government sucks our butts?
I mean, that's just, that's stuff that we can't control. There's gonna, when you start maneuvering something that doesn't belong there.
He's gone.
You know, when, I mean, when it builds.
Get back up here, Evan.
I wish.
I mean, when you start altering something that but doesn't even, that isn't even supposed to, I mean, who's to say that the Earth was even supposed to have life form on it to begin with? I mean.
Right.
And we are here, but I mean.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Building and altering things. I mean, stuff is bound to happen that you can't help.
Right, but why would the government just openly be like, hey, the world's rejecting us and does not
same
want
reason
us
why they're like, hey, there's a big meteor coming towards this way and it's going to happen in 20 years. Prepare for it and you're going to blow up. I mean, they know things and they just keep things secret from everybody else because
exactly.
They feel
like
that's
it's why be we're a talking about conspiracies and the fringe, jackass. It's just like reptilians. Do you know about the reptilians?
No.
No one knows about reptilians. They're not living in the Bermuda Triangle.
Then why not?
They're underneath pulling everything.
Yeah. Listen.
They're underneath. They're sucking everybody in.
Sucking everybody's butts?
Sucking everybody's butts and putting their heads on the wall like
there's,
trophies.
There's a theory that there's another race of d***s on Earth, and they're disguising themselves as humans, and they're actually reptilian people, and they're trying to take over the world.
I wish I was one.
See, but
I am one.
There's so many strange like ideas like that, or UFOs, or just anything.
I come from the waters. I come from colors.
I think if you sing that, we may have to owe someone royalties.
The Pixies will love me because they're from the Toadies.
It's not the Pixies, it's the Toadies.
Are you okay?
Oh, the Toadies, I'm sorry.
I hate the Toadies, that's why I don't know that song.
The Pixies are from the, what you would call it?
Fight Club.
I can't think of it.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you another story. Bruce Gernon and two other passengers were flying from the Bahamas to Florida on December 4th, 1970. The flight plan was to go from Andros Island to Bimini, then Bimini to Palm Beach. I may be pronouncing these wrong. So.
No, I think it's right.
The flight left at 3 p.m., about 100 miles from Miami, they began to go through storm clouds. The clouds then started to go around the plane and formed a tunnel around them.
I heard that.
He claims lines started to form in the clouds and started to swirl around him. He also claims to only be in the swirled clouds for about 20 seconds. Miami Flight Control couldn't find his plane. All his equipment was malfunctioning. Once he got through the foggy clouds, everything had a yellow-gray tint to it. The flight control notified him he was over Miami. The timing didn't make sense. He appeared to travel 100 miles in 3 minutes. That's the same as saying that he was going 1,980 miles an hour. So he time traveled through the Bermuda Triangle. And that's what... And I mean, the flight control lost him off the radar, and then all of a sudden he was over them.
Just appeared over them. I heard that story, and that's actually when the eccentric scientists from Canada were. They said that they had recreated that same sort of cloud through the 0 point energy that
harp,
they were claiming.
Harp.
Harp.
Huh?
Harp.
Harp. That, harp was our last episode. The government controls the weather, maybe.
Oh,
not anymore. They just shut down.
Shut it down.
They supposedly, I'm doing air quotes. You won't be able to see these on this, but I'm doing air quotes. But
air
they
quotes.
Supposedly
they
shut down HARP, but a lot of people thought that they could control the weather and control, mind control people with it also.
Weird.
My baby brother-in-law.
Yeah, we
My
tried to quiz.
My brother-in-law was like, I don't know anything about
yeah,
HARP.
Yeah, we asked two different Navy people on the last episode. And they wouldn't fess up to anything with the government control on our minds.
Weird.
Yeah. I think that's a conspiracy.
But
by itself.
Weird thing
Liars.
Is, I don't know if there's been any other stars that have died in the Bermuda Triangle, but Aaliyah, you remember Aaliyah?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
her
she's
plane
in the...
fell down in the Bermuda Triangle.
Really?
Hmm.
And she, that's where, but later on they said that her pilot was intoxicated
yeah,
or
like
whatever, you know. But, I mean, who's to say that's true, but Aaliyah, and then there's a lot of other people that have died in plane crashes, so I didn't get to do the research of where they died at, but possibly in the Bermuda Triangle. So they could be hanging out in the island somewhere in the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm. And all just hanging out and having parties. Tupac. And
Tupac's there.
Yeah, Tupac can.
And Michael Biggie's Jackson's there too. He just transferred there through dreams. Child dreams.
So. He's Freddy Krueger now?
Yeah. Through Macaulay Culkin's dreams, he traveled to the Bermuda Triangle.
What's up, guys? I'm here.
Okay, so. What do you think it is? What is the Bermuda Triangle?
I think it's just a part of the world that you can't control, period. I mean, that's just what it is.
But why? What is there that's causing it? Is it an alien? Is it Atlantis? Is it...
I don't think it's an alien. I don't think it's an alien at all.
Why not?
I don't think the alien's like, I'm going to use Miami, Florida. Puerto Rico.
Don't come through here.
Yeah. Well, this is my triangle, and this is where I'm going to hang out.
It's not perfectly the triangle. Like, as soon as you're in the triangle...
Then why do they call it the Bermuda Triangle?
Because it's just those three points, and it's in the center of that, sort of. Like, all the weird stuff happens in that area. It's not like, oh, when you cross this line...
It's scaling. It's a scaling triangle.
There were some Discovery Channel documentary journalists who recreated the, what was it, Flight 19? Or mm-hmm. Yeah, they recreated it with some old pilot who was around the same age.
Oh,
was,
we don't need them anymore.
They used the exact...
Would you hate to be that guy? Hey, we want to recreate something that we don't understand.
65 and 70 that's not...
You might die.
You've had a long life. Don't worry about it. Yeah, they...
For a good cause, Bermuda Triangle.
They used him and the exact planes that... the four planes that were flying over it. And once they hit this certain spot where they lost track of those guys, their compasses started going crazy. And they actually showed it on the documentary. Their compasses started going crazy. You couldn't tell which was north. And a lot of people were saying that the reason planes crash is due to, like, spatial disorientation. Because
yeah, I heard
out,
that they backtrack a lot. Almost. Yeah. It's like they're trying to find their way back home and their compass keeps going.
At some point, like, if you turn...
Different rate.
If you, like, turn the... The handles of the plane. Yeah, the steering wheel of the plane. You can slowly turn upside down and
not even realize
and
it.
Not realize it because the sun's reflecting in the same spot. There's no horizon. The ocean looks the same as the sky. So they end up crashing. So they were saying like spatial disorientation due to like plane crashes, but they couldn't explain, you know, the compasses that were acting crazy. They were saying
they couldn't explain why.
Yeah, why it was doing that. Why people would be spatially disoriented, like experienced pilots.
But what about the
maybe
boats?
Somebody posted?
And that's what they said. What about
south, the poles in the wrong way on the Earth? Maybe they're supposed to be right there where the Bermuda Triangle is, and they're just like, you know, that's a crazy point in the world, and everybody's like, oh,
see,
okay.
And it, that's what's weird about the Bermuda Triangle is like planes. You can be like, oh, well, here's the logical reason for
they
planes.
Went upside down. Boats don't go so much.
But then you're like, well, you know, methane gases, it displaces the water around it. It sinks. I mean, there's plenty of reasons, but you can't explain both of them because they're both such weird reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing that I ever saw was that the Atlanteans had...
Crystals.
Well, they had something underneath there.
Yeah. I knew this one. I looked
crystal
it up. The Atlanteans were making crystal meth, and they shoot down anyone that's above them.
How dare you?
I heard that their technology actually was way more improved than what we have now.
A lot of people think
that.
A lot of people think
that's
that.
That's what's causing it underneath there, is that their technology is like coinciding or like
going
against...
A lot of people believe that it's basically like Star Wars. Like a time long, long ago, you know, that their technology was actually way more advanced than what we have today. And a lot of people believe that it's Atlantis underneath, you know, and they have some kind of, whatever their energy source was, has sunk with Atlantis. Mm-hmm. And it's still active. And in that spot is why everything goes crazy, because they have such a different energy source.
Like Star Trek, whenever they're in the very beginning of that thing, and they're like... Going, 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 and then it goes and they're just in another little area.
Yeah. That's like, I have no idea what
she's
talking about.
In the very beginning!
I've never seen it. Going, zoop.
You haven't seen the beginning,
I've never seen the intro of
the Star Trek, whenever their little ship goes, and then all of a sudden it disappears. There comes the Bermuda
warp
Triangle.
Speed?
Warp speed. There you go. That's it.
Zoop.
Some helicopters hit some warp speed, and some
warp
ships
speed
hit
equals
warp
zoop.
Speed.
Warp speed is zoop. Okay, so what do you think it is, Evan?
Like I said before,
I think it's the first time we're hearing from Evan.
No, I spoke earlier, and I've just been listening
and
to everybody else's stuff. Yes. I still think it's just something very simple. I think it's some sort of magnetic field, and
just screws everyone's day up. Like,
I think it screws up their little.
It's an alien holding a big magnet. Suck it, Earth.
This is the one spot we can
fifth
have
element.
A big magnet.
Fifth element, they're down there.
I just
singing
gotcha
and they're going,
yeah.
I just imagine like a big Acme magnet off of like Looney Tunes or something, and they're just
Total
like
recall.
Marvin the Martian's underneath the water, and he's like, I'll get you, Bugs.
To the chopper.
Do you think that's...
I'm sticking with 0 point energy.
Because of the
Because it explains both.
What was your fancy word for the scientist? The
eccentric scientist from Canada?
I think that's the only reason you agree with
him.
So 0 point energy. 0 point energy is the only thing that explains both aircrafts and ships. It can rip holes in ships. It can bend planes and pull them down.
But what about the fireballs that Christopher Columbus saw?
He was on drugs.
Tribes. I just told you that. They're tribes. They ended up being tribes across the land. They ended up being Somalian Uso brother tribes. Uso what?
There are people who claim that they've sailed through the Bermuda Triangle and have survived, and they've experienced jolts while using their little steering wheel on their ship. And some people have said that that's just like a lightning storm. Whenever you're sailing through a lightning storm, the electricity will travel through the ship and actually will jolt you. And it can disorient you and make you see things.
I mean,
so that's
the thing. Does it happen more to planes or ships? What happens more to which? I mean, is it planes that are affected more or ships that are affected more?
I think you hear more readily about the planes because it's strange for a plane to just fall out of the sky.
Maybe it's just a deep, dark hole in the sky.
I said that.
Your dad's going on a cruise.
I don't think he's going to the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh. That'd be nice if he's going to the Bermuda Triangle.
We
tell us how it goes.
Yeah. We can interview him when he comes back with three eyes.
Let us know how it
he's
goes.
He's a baby.
It was great. I saw fantastic flying elephants.
Like, I ate 1,000 more, or I'm 1,000 years younger than what I thought I was.
I
a diaper.
I highly recommend
rolling off with a wheelchair, and he's like, it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I highly recommend the two-part Rocco's Modern Life episode.
I haven't watched it yet, and we have it at home. I'll have to watch it.
I believe that it's just mostly human error on the Bermuda Triangle. I think it's just one of those sailor tales, you know, I believe.
You think they get to the Bermuda Triangle, they're all of a sudden like, oh my God,
I forgot how to do this.
Okay. Just like anywhere else on the ocean, you know, like no one else is like, oh no, you know, we crashed right here in the Gulf of Mexico, so it's haunted by the Gulf of Circle.
You think they psyched themselves up? They're like, yeah,
here we go.
No, I'm just saying, like, triangle. Like, I just imagine that it's just a well-traveled area, and if anyone goes missing, it's like, it's easy just to be like, oh, well, we know the curse of the Bermuda Triangle. You know?
Shouldn't have done it.
You shouldn't have gone through the Bermuda Triangle. And the next person that goes through it, and they have an accident, shouldn't have gone through the Bermuda Triangle.
You knew better.
Three people just died last week going through. Any final thoughts on the Bermuda Triangle, Evan? I'm only talking to you.
I think it's just some sort of magnetic field. It makes their little compasses go crazy, we go retarded, and then they crash in the ocean and die. It's very simple.
No aliens, nothing.
There might be aliens, I don't know. There might be.
I like the alien theory with the big giant
magnet. I think it would be very rad if there was aliens under there, but I think we're just retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Human error.
Yep.
It's
okay, human error doesn't explain compasses going crazy, though. And, like, all
that's
other
magnetic.
Mechanical things.
Yes, you got me there. You got me there.
And it's then, magnetic, and then we go retarded.
Right?
Mm-hmm. They filmed their...
Okay. They say that people get lost in this area for, like, a long time, and then finally they're like, oh, okay.
Okay, y'all sold me. Zero...
0 point energy.
The eccentric.
I think it's
what was the word?
My eccentric scientist from Canada.
Eccentric with flowers.
I wish you knew his name so we could give him credit.
I'm going to find Canadians. Him. He was Canadian. I probably wouldn't remember
so his name's
it.
Bacon.
He's Canadian. There you go.
Canadian
A.
Scientist
hey.
A.
All right.
Yeah, we'll just call him A.
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 Canadian Professor A. All right. Well, I guess that's going to do it for... us talking about the Bermuda Triangle. We will have a short segment for Kids Explain Everything.
Kids Explain Everything.
What's your name?
Dayton.
How old are you?
Six.
You're six. So, tell me what you know about zombies. How does someone become a zombie?
By being bit by another zombie.
Yeah?
Or scratched?
Yeah, I guess you could be scratched and turn into a zombie. What happens when you turn into a zombie?
You have to kill someone else.
You have to kill someone else? Why is that?
Because if you do, that would be really fun.
Zombies have fun killing other people? That's why they do it? I always thought that they wanted to eat people's brains.
They do too.
They eat brains?
Yeah. And they eat bodies.
They eat bodies?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do zombies look like?
They have green. Some of them have blood on them.
They're green with blood on them?
Yeah. But some are green.
How do you kill a zombie?
By having a gun and shoot one.
Where?
Anywhere in the body.
Mm.
Where do zombies live?
In the woods.
In the woods.
If you ever ran into a zombie, what would you do?
I would run and try to find a gun and kill it.
All right. What do they sound like?
Yeah, do your best zombie impressionation.
I don't know.
You can do it. What do they sound like? That's a pretty good zombie. Can you do it again?
What else do you know about zombies?
Nothing.
Do they ever turn back to humans?
No.
Why?
Unless you get something that, like, something that can turn them into humans.
Like, what would turn them into a human?
I don't know what it's called, but it's like mutagen things, like that.
Mutagen?
No. Something that you
like. Like an antidote?
Yeah.
And that would fix you from being a zombie?
Antidote, yeah.
What is it called?
Impopote.
Impopote, that's right.
That's correct.
Do zombies go pee and poop?
No.
Oh.
They just do it in their pants and they don't care.
What happens if, like, a zombie breaks its leg?
They would be crawling.
They don't fix it?
I like
them. They're lazy, huh?
Yeah.
Do they talk to each other?
No. They're like,
no,
how did that go?
Well, thank you for letting us interview you about zombies. Was this as bad as you thought it was going to be?
Yes.
Was it?
Well, I'm sorry we had to torture you.
We'll torture you again next week.
Yay! I'm going to punch you.
Oh my gosh. Kids are playing everything.
And that was Dayton telling us his opinions on zombies on this week's Kids Explain Everything.
We thank you for listening, and if you have any questions about the show, please send us an email at secrettransmission@hotmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Twitter and find out when we post our new shows at Secret Trans Pod, at SecretTransPod.
Also, don't forget, all of our episodes are available on YouTube. Just search for Secret Transmission Podcast.
Please come back and listen to us try
to a plane. See, on a plane no more.
Good job.
Mr. Pop.
Eat.